This is as easy as Google Drive and Office 365 for normal people. They can work with it. It's even easier for you because you now don't have to figure out why Gilbert, who has a Google account but no Gmail address, can't log in. I can assure you it's hell if they have tried to fix that. There is a slight downside for you because you are now the technical person. You will have to set this up. This will mean you will have to have a server, but it's not very difficult to set it up. I set it up. It's just a PHP application, some database, and Collabora is even in packages. That is something you need. Now you have some place to store all the Excel files, I'm sorry, all the spreadsheets and all the other documents, the script, for example, version 2, version 5, version 17. You can now store it somewhere, and you have your new member. You can give them access to this, and at least they can find everything. However, this is not a theater play. This is very boring. It even gets worse. Because at some point in time, someone will ask you, could you create us a website? Because, face it, you're a technical guy. You know about websites. And they will say to you, don't worry, it doesn't have to do much. It's just a bit of text. Forget it. It always has to do much. If you really think it doesn't have to do much, you can use a static site generator like Hugo. That's how it's pronounced in Dutch. I don't know how they want to pronounce it. It's easy. You still have the web server. It's easy. However, if you are realistic like me or pessimistic, you will know that they want to do more. They want access. Give them WordPress. It has had some bad press, but it is easy to use. It is easy to install. You still have that web server. It's only a PHP application, some database. How hard can it be? Other good thing, and I hesitate to mention it because the plugin itself is not open source, but if you want to make your life easy, you can also integrate Nextcloud with WordPress, so you only have to manage one account. It is already very difficult for most people to manage one account, so make life easier for them. However, your work is not done. Your boring work is not done. I at least have four slides with boring stuff. They will also ask you, because you now have made a website and you know something about graphics, could you make us a flyer? Yes, people make flyers, people make posters. Have you seen FOSDEM? It's all with flyers and posters. You can do that in InDesign, but that's not open source. We're not going to use that. You can use Scribus. It's a great application. You can make all the signings for FOSDEM in it. How do I know this? Because I did it. It's quite easy to use. It's free. It's for most things, for your small little theater group, it's as good as the big commercial offering, and it's a lot easier to use. However, we are not done with the boring stuff, because now we have the website, we have the promotion, we have 500 versions of the script. You still want people in the room. FOSDEM is free. Most theater is not free because, face it, we want to drink something, to eat something. You need tickets. This is an amazing find. I did a few years ago for our group. This is an open source ticket application, not ticketing like Jira, but real theater tickets. You pay and they get you a ticket. Before that, we used spreadsheets. Obviously, everybody uses spreadsheets or WordPress plugins or stuff like that. This is a lot easier. It is open source. It is not completely open. Some plugins are you have to pay for example, a seating plan. But the core version is open source and is completely usable for if you just want to sell tickets. If you want people to have assigned spots in the room, then you will have to pay for the extra module. But that would also mean that you know beforehand what kind of room configuration you will have, which is never the case. Those were the boring bits. Now we come to the fun bits. Now we come to the show itself. You can have real dramatic theater, Shakespeare, stuff like that. We're not doing that. We are doing fun theater. We're doing a one-man show. Not me, eh? I'm not doing the one-man show. Eh? But someone is doing a one-man show, and they want fun things, like images or music or little movies. How do you do that? There is someone who has thought of a solution. You all know the solution. You will see it on the next slide, PowerPoint. Of course, you do it in PowerPoint. PowerPoint sucks. I mean, it doesn't really suck as a PowerPoint application. Impress sucks equally at what you want to do with it. Have you ever tried to put a movie in PowerPoint? Yes. Was it fun? No. You end up with a file that's 100 gigabytes big and can't really be presented. Furthermore, actors will mess up their lines. Sometimes it's not a lot. Sometimes they forget entire scenes. Try doing that with PowerPoint without people noticing that they have missed a scene. You can't do that. You have to go back and see the previous scene or the next scene. It's a mess. Also, you can't fade to black. You can mess with your projector and it becomes black, but yeah, nobody knows if it will ever come back. So much better solution, much more fun thing, also completely not intended for what we're going to use it for, but still it works. This is Open Broadcast Studio. This is the lovely logo. This is actually from the last play we made. This is a very old version of our main actor. It is intended for live streaming games, but it also has a preview function, and you can put your screen in the preview function. You just add an HDMI cable, like I've done to present this, and then you can use the preview as your presentation, and you can do a lot of fun things with this, like fade to black, which is very important. Or, for example, if he forgets this bit, you just go here, nobody notices. You just fade, and it looks magical. It looks like it was attended that way. This is the, for our group, the first great find was the ticket application. The second one was this, because that freed us from PowerPoint. This can also do music, but not very well. I mean, it can play things, but you can't really see where the music will start or how the waveform is going to be, so you will have a nice line that requires some Wagner and something, it will start in the wrong place and, you know, ruined. But we have found this year, this, which is also completely invisible because of the great TL lighting. This is mixwith3axis.org, not .com. .com is something else you don't want to use on your work computer. I'm also assuming that you got your MP3 files legally, so I will not go in detail about that. But you have your list of files. You can play one and then add the other already. Put it, your cue on the right spot. Fade that one out. Fade that one in. It's great. It looks nice. It works very well. Before that, we used Spotify and Audacity. In Audacity, you can see the waveform. Open Audacity twice. Hell. Spotify, you can play your waiting music, but that's about it. For this edition, so the edition we played, we performed this year, that was about it. That was our stack we did it on. But the sole person who dared say something said lighting. We didn't do that. We used this very, sorry, this is the play. I was going to say this. We used this very trusty old machine that came with the place we played. And you can also see that they thought of everything except for a place to put the technicians. You also really can't really see the stage from there, but you know, it's fun. This works really well if you have old lights, one channel, one light, like we have there. But we also rent a lot of extra things like music. No, not music, like fireworks and smoke and more lights to make it nicer. A new light has 8. To 16 to even more channels, you can fit exactly 4 of them in that. It's going to be a really boring show. So we already have like, so you see 1 and we have 2 and 3 and 4, which is kind of a pain in the ass to manage. So for next year, we will try this amazing application, which is Q Light Control Plus, which you can, by means of this device, you can put it at your computer, and then you can program everything in there. We will test it first for the smoke and the mirrors and stuff like that, and not for the main lighting, because if it fails, yeah, the play is ruined. But if it works, it's going to be really, really amazing, but I will have to tell you that next year. And now comes, I think, the most useful slide of this entire presentation, which is the list of software, with the URL where you can download it. And that's it, I think. No, I'm quite sure that's it. So normally now should come the slide with the play, but I fucked that up. Thank you for your attention. I have stayed within my 15 minutes. And this is all about me. I don't want to start with that You can find more about, also, this was supposed to be a blog post, but I didn't get around to it, but it will end up on that website. So thank you.
Thank you very much for your talk.